Let me give you a little background. So back in, I'm gonna give you a quick version because I've told the story 100 times. Back in 2017, he lost his job after 14 years. He got another job. He really, actually, really, really liked that job. I'm surprised. Working for FedEx, right? So in January, our daughter had a seizure, first seizure ever, and we took turns taking off of work. So at some point, they said don't come back for him. Because he was still fairly new, but that's our baby. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't have a job. He was training for the London Marathon, and he also had issues in his own house, like pipes and, you know, stuff like that. So I told him, you can come. It's a couch downstairs. You can come stay here because she's not coming to live with you. And he was there for about 2 years, which didn't bother me none because he cooks. he was a cook. Huh?
I'd have stayed with them pipes. I'm sorry.
Well, my daughter couldn't go over there either. There was like, the issues were really, really bad.
I can't do this.
So, and okay, that's another thing. So what it really was prior to the pipes was that her seizures happened in her sleep.
Oh, okay.
And he said, you sleep too hard. She's coming to live with me. I said, bitch, no.
Oh,
I had call her
that. Oh, okay. I was about to say, what the?
I said, no. I said, you can come over here if you're just that concerned. Because he saw her have a seizure. He is not medical. She turned blue. She stopped breathing. He pretty much had PTSD. Like, he's just now starting to sleep, and this is 2020.
Okay.
You know? So, summer comes. He loses his car. My daughter still needs to see her father being a productive member of society and not a fucking slouch, because no. No. Because that's not what you're going to expect from a man when you grow up. You know?
Uh-huh.
So, I bought him a car. Cheap little bucket. You know, and I told him the marathon is over. You have 2 weeks to get a job or you're coming to work at my job, which is hands-on personal care. He ain't got the stomach for that shit. He had a job in a week, you know. So that's the spiel with my daughter's father. But at the time, you didn't have money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you ate what I bought. You drove what I bought.
Yeah.
You are my child.
Hmm.
Basically.
Okay. But I have no hard feelings about it either way. Like, I'm not upset that I helped you out in your time of need. That's
can I interject into this?
Yes.
Let's just say a man take care of all the bills.
I've never had that experience.
Let's just say he do.
Okay.
Let's just say he take care of all the bills. He pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you ever want. Dude, he got the right to treat you like a child.
And ain't that why bitches call dudes daddy?
We ain't talking about that.
I'm just saying,
because nowadays, most women, even with all that, still claim independence, still claim freedom, still claim everything. So
and
is it right?
Those are false claims.
Is it right to
take care
is
of
it,
you? And it was a joke. He really took it to heart. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, y'all? What's up?
He probably would.
I don't, and at the time, I thought she was funny. Personally, I still think it's funny. But I can understand why it would make him upset. You know? Right. I'm not, you know, calling him every day like, what's up, son? You know what I'm saying? This is your mom.
Yeah, probably beat you up.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, the squirrel. I'll meet you outside your job.
So
nice squirrel.
In all actuality, my plan was not to emasculate him at all. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
It was literally a joke. When I said it, the funny thing is when I first said it, he laughed. He didn't get mad about it till later on.
And
you know, and maybe he laughed because I was in front of our daughter, but.
Yeah,
you know,
because being a man, that
she's old enough now that he couldn't just snap, but she'd be looking at him like,
yeah, because being a man, they're not, it, even though even the slums of the slum man that be doing nothing, that still do something to them when they not consider a provider, look upon as provider, even though they're not provide, that do something to the man. And his ego and stuff like that. That's why I said, you son? I'm like, ooh.
It's the equivalent of talking about a woman's beauty. I mean, it's like the equivalent of a man talking about your physical appearance every day. You know what I'm saying? If something ain't appeasing or, you know, something ain't up to par with what he like, granted, you can do something about it or not. It's the same thing. So, in retrospect, like, this topic about mental health and mental abuse, listening to these stories, I mean, it really makes us think, like, where do all this shit come from? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what's the origin of this shit? You know, if it's generational, mm-hmm. you know, if it's neighborhood, if it's, you know, just something that we all do that we think is a joke, but really affect people in other ways, where do this shit come from? You know, how do we perpetuate this shit, joking or not?
It starts with change. Small changes. Me and her father didn't get along. I changed that for us. You know, I watched how couples, older couples in my family, relate to each other. I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do that. Going through what I went through, and it wasn't just him. It was a person before him, too. Red flags, my cutoff game is real strong. Being single, mm-hmm. if I see a single red flag, you could forget to put a period on a fucking sentence. Red flag, Nick can't read. I can't get with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be, once again, like I said, my shit was a joke. After all we went through, it was truly a joke. This is years later. This is 10 years later, you know? I can see, like I said, I can find fault in what I did and admit that. And some people can't. Some people just like, this is who I am. No.
It's like, nah.
That's gross.
But see, the main issue is you gotta work on self first.
Yep.
You gotta have the hard conversations with self first. When you sit back, see, and that's another thing quarantine did for a lot of people. You gotta look in the mirror.
Even with that, you still miss a step. And in your case, Lane, like you said, we talked off mic, you've been through some tough relationships. So even the right guy come along, it's stuff from the past that you have to forgive others.
I'm not putting it on others.
No, this is what I'm saying. I get it, I'm saying, but you still went through that, and it's still trauma. So you gotta somehow work through them trauma and forgive them. Not to say like you gotta go to them and forgive them and your own self so you can move on and be right for that person, just be right, period. Because that's what all through trauma, what people don't understand, even when you go through trauma, you still gotta forgive that incident, forgive that person. You might not get over, you might not
forget it,
but you have to forgive them.
I'm not gonna forget. I wore a pink shirt that day. They don't stood me downstairs. But
not funny way, this, yeah, that's.
I make jokes in inappropriate times, people. I'm sorry. It's just a
COVID. We all
joke. I can forgive you. I will forgive you. Mm. I will not forget. And I will learn from the experience. Mm.
And we also have to take accountability of the shit that we did.
Yep.
In the situation.
Exactly.
Like I said, with my ex shaking baby. I did shit. I cheated. I did all kind of dumb shit. But a lot of my shit was mainly a reaction to his actions. We were young. My mouth was completely reckless. That's how I ended up getting a gun put to my head.
Oh.
We rode around the city. And I think I told this story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And coincidentally, the chick that he married had pulled up to his driveway. He's on the phone cussing her out, driving with a gun to my hip, telling her to take her ass home. So when he split and went with her, yeah, I was hurt. But at the same time, I'm like, bitch, this is your headache. See, I don't have to be bothered.
And this is your life now.
Yeah. Because, see, if he feels some type of way about you, this is what he will do. But I will say, I said some really trashy shit. I told that man, I have a new nigga, and his dick is bigger.
Hell, why, women?
Know, as this is, I'm going to relate this to work. As management, people say all types of shit to me. And back when I first started with a particular agency, somebody said something to me, and I said, let's step outside. And he said no. And I stole his shoe. So he had to come outside. Was that the best move? Probably not. So
were you trying to fight him or just tell him to come outside and talk?
I'm gonna fuck him up.
Oh, okay.
Prayers to this day, we drink it tonight. Okay. You may remember this person. Do you remember Max? Max Den Stallworth?
Didn't he recently pass?
He recently passed.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. So, me and Max reconnected on a dating site, right? And So, he catfished me. And, little asshole. Love him, though. So, when I found out that it was him, I was pretty pissed off. One, you didn't know me since we was in high school. Like, just fucking hit me up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But I was telling my one girl, and the dude started laughing. And he was talking about how he was in a wheelchair and stuff. So I ran down the back store. Like, this shit is not funny. He was literally walking down the street, and his life was ruined. You know? So he kept saying shit, and I stole his shoe. I wasn't in a work capacity. I was just venting to a coworker at the time. And when he passed away, the first person I called was the dude's shoe I stole. And he was like, "Are you okay?" The point is, it's amazing how we grow as people professionally, but we can't grow in our relationships.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that everything I say you got to be mum, but it's like, maybe this ain't the best time to say this shit. And let's have a discussion.
Well, let's dig into that.
At that moment, it was a heated conversation.
This is him right now.
At that moment, I was in my feelings. I was young. It came out flying.
Wow. Text her for the address.
He pulled off.
Okay.
Pull back around. Let me holler at you for a minute. I'm like, what? For real, like, we need to talk. We get to the corner of the street. Wham! I said, oh, okay. That's how you feel?
I'm pissed. I don't need no
pissed. So, he going off. Blah, 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 blah. Bitch, I love you. How the fuck you gonna do this to me? Blah, 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 blah. Phone rings.
Bitch.
This is not wife. Bitch, go home. I ain't giving you shit. Fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. So now I'm pissed. Gun to my hip, I'm flipping the fuck out. You mad at me about what the fuck I said, about what I'm doing, but you got a bitch at your house waiting on you right now. Yeah, we going at it. At the time, I think I was only like 26.
And I was probably, I was 20, 25, 26.
Yeah.
Where's my kid?
But I have been fucking with that nigga for years. Since I was like 17 years old. So we have been like, yeah. So it was just like that particular was just like, oh shit. But I caused that because of my mouth. I accept my responsibility and my accountability in that situation. Like, yeah, no, he was not supposed to pull the strap. But
you should have said in the end, get in the car as we come back around.
But like my uncle told me, this came from a grown ass man. He said, you don't ever say no shit like that to a man and then get in the car with that man.
Right.
You know, like, nah. Yeah, you don't do no shit like that.
Because even right. I won't pull a gun on you, I'll just trip you or something like that. You come back around. You don't say that. You don't say that to a man. Right.
But would you tell a story and you said you were with a person, you know, in whatever capacity since you were 17. What are signs before this gun to your hip?
Oh, shit. Before that, we had an all-out brawl before that. he slapped me. Yeah. All in jealous fits of bullshit. Huh. Like, he get caught up. Or he'll come in the spot, see me there, I'm cute. I know people. Like, so I'm not supposed to
keep I know people.
You know what I'm saying? We matter of fact, this particular night we was at the Wolf's Den.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
Wolf Den.
Wolf Den.
I seen it. I wouldn't go in there, but I seen it.
I heard tales.
So yeah, this was back when it was solid. Because, you know, it used to be an old people spot.
Yeah.
You know, so they start letting the young crowd in. Mm-hmm.
Go get your fish from across the street.
Karaoke, mm-hmm. the whole there. And that was the old people spot. Hell, my grandmother went to, she know the guy who owns the Wolf Den. She know Wolf.
Mm-hmm. He said, Wolf.
He was at her funeral.
Okay.
Like, yeah, like, they knew. She just frequented his spot when she was mm-hmm. out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to me getting to the Wolf's Den, we was down at the, it was like several different names. It was down there, right there off of Public Square. Lounge 75, something
okay.
like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was several other names before that, but Lounge 75. They was having a comedy show. So me and my girl, we decided we're going to go. He was like, okay, we all going to go together. So apparently, I'm guessing one of his bitches decided they were going to go too. And he didn't want to be seen with me. All of us, no, trying to keep it to a minimum. So he says, I'm not going.
Smart.
Okay.
Say smart.
Proactive. Okay, you know, cool. That don't mean I'm not going, though.
Right.
Because you're not going. I have tickets. I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my girl go. So I get cute. You know. We get there. Who we happen to walk past as we go through the spot?
This bitch.
Him.
Oh,
and
him.
His niggas.
Oh.
They chilling. So I walk through.
Wow.
I look. I see him. I play past him like I don't see his ass there. Smoke. I play past his ass like I don't see him there. Period. You said you wasn't going to be here. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you got a reason. You don't. So we stood there for a minute, watched the comic or whatever. Like, you know what, fuck it, let's go to the Wolf Den. Everybody we know at the Wolf Den. Fuck, we want some Wolf Den. It's ladies' night, dollar night.
Ooh.
Boom, we out.
Trouble.
So we bounce. Not even 5 minutes after I get in the car. We're not even the 30th and Superior. My phone going off. Where the fuck you at? Why?
I can hear that from you.
I would have responded, why the fuck you care?
Yeah, like, why? He like, where you going? Where you want? I'm like, well, I'm going to the Wolf Den, sir. About to go meet some people, have some drinks, kick it. He follows me to the Wolf Den.
They should have told you he was going somewhere.
I would have said, I said, there's no dummy mission.
I didn't give a fuck. So,
that's that bullshit.
We at the Wolf Den. So, of course, I see some fellow East Tech scarabs.
What is the scarab? But they go ahead.
Man,
you're saying
Yes.
Eternal
life. Eternal life.
Okay.
So, time out. What the fuck is a Laker?
Cut.
No. No.
You're not even about to go there. It's 2020. You're not even about to go there. A Laker is Kobe.
We ain't
Kobe
talking about.
Is the Laker.
We not talking about.
Hey. We are. Hey, Max Day is
about
to pick up the name, but goddamn it.
Lakers.
It's fucking 2020.
The
Mac my nigga is gone.
It's a mini
Lakers.
You know your history.
Anytime you say Lakers, you say Kobe.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Anytime
Kobe,
you say Kobe,
until 2021.
Oh, wait till 2021.
All right. Okay, I see my fellow East Tech people. They like, what up? We ain't seen. Blah, blah, blah. What you drinking? We party. He walks in. Fuck you doing? Enjoying my fucking night. What are you doing?
I wouldn't even answer the first part. Just literally would have responded with a question.
And I'm like, just looking at it. So he walk by, whatever, go through his little one, two, I guess, peep to say to see whether one of his other bitches is there or not, whatever.
Oh my God.
So I'm still there, standing there drinking. He say, you walk past me, finish your drink. Mind you, it's like 5 other people standing right there. Finish your drink, let's go. I'm not even the type of drinker that it even just knocked back my drink like that. Like,
no,
I was
sipping. You babysit the same drink all night while we were on
exactly.
The show.
I am not a drinker. I'm a blood
lord. How do
pass that back down.
I don't understand. How do dudes that be cheating have the gall to do that? Like, you would, I would be thinking not to be caught up.
Y'all gotta understand.
You had to Wolf Den, okay. I'll see you when you get home. I'll call you. I'll be like, need a whoop there. I'll be somewhere in Westlake or something.
But you would date.
Right.
You would date.
Y'all gotta understand. Y'all gotta understand. See, life is a game. What do we say? Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah.
And every game is winners and losers. So if you look like you're having more fun than him, who's the winner and who's the loser?
And that's what I was about to say. Yeah. I said at that point, it was no longer about him enjoying his night. It was about him ruining her night.
Man.
Yeah. And that he did.
Different beast.
So, of course, I go get in the car. He going off. Blah, 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 about nothing. Because at the end of the night, you're wrong. Period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you said you wasn't going nowhere. I never said I wasn't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You knew where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
So, after all was said and done, he slapped me and shit in the car. His nephew and shit in the car. His nephew like, what the fuck? What the fuck you slap her for? What the fuck is your problem, nigga? He had really no real reason
to slap me,
but he did. In his mind, that was control.
I'm about to say he felt he had no control. He had to try to regain
control. Right.
He felt like he lost the match.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he brought it upon himself. That's the issue.
Yeah.
So taking fault in what you do yourself.
Yeah.
That's it. You can't, he doesn't take accountability.
After we sat down and talked about it, he claims that he thought he saw me and my girl walk in with a dude.
And was his dick in your hand?
Right. But I explained to him, I said it was a dude.
I know that, but that's just true.
He walked in with two other chicks that was behind him. But your guilty conscience.
Yeah, guilty conscience.
Your guilty conscience. Projection. Caused you, exactly, to project your bullshit onto me. So, at the end of the day, one of the reasons why I still won't really fuck with him, he still will not take accountability.
Of what he doing, what he did.
What he did and what he's still doing.
Doing,
and
right.
He you know is what I'm saying? Her problem now.
Yeah.
You are happy. And I'm very happy with this table.
Okay.
It's nice.
Okay, it's a nice table.
I know this.
My new name.
Okay, this.
I need anybody who can hear this show ever to know this is a nice fucking table.
This is the Knights of the Round Table. It ain't round.
Miss Lane
is one of the Knights of the Rectangle Table.
Yeah.
She won't take a leap out.
She's feeling real good. Go ahead.
What else I'm gonna choke to death, and I don't want to choke.
Because
to death.
I just like watching people. That's why I be sober. That's why I be
sober. The moral of this goddamn story, because I'm sitting here intriguing the motherfucker. No, I'm listening to her.
Oh, okay. So the moral of the story is, I saw the signs of the abuse.
That was the question. I
saw the signs of the abuse.
We get there eventually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm fucked up, but I mean, goddamn.
The story was good. So, moral of the story is, I saw the signs, but at my young age, I'm like,
and things will get better.
Until I realized,
so that much what you told yourself.
That why in the fuck am I going through this with this nigga? He got X amount.
I understand.
Of kids.
I get it.
You know, it was just like, why am I going through this? Like,
that sounds so fucking familiar.
Yeah.
and now, like I said, if you miss a fucking comma in a text message,
I'm not that straight.
But... Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a lot of different red flags. It's a lot of different red flags. But
people fucked up.
I don't do alcoholics. I don't do no type of alcoholic male.
Do you remember the guy I told you about with the sensual massages that massaged me on his birthday?
I didn't hear that stuff before.
It was on the show.
Oh.
We got to rewind that back.
Four shows ago. I talked about this guy who the funny part about the massage itself was that when I grew growing up, I was afraid of you.
Okay, I do remember.
And now I'm not afraid of you, but you drink every day. And I'm not saying you come home and have a beer. I think that you drink when you wake up. So she just went down outside with you posted on the details. Thanks for tuning in to
dope show, right?
Somebody yeah,
well, that it was all
Like I said, I was scared of you when I was born. I'm not a weird adult, so I'm not afraid of you anymore. But she was that. You know, that like that neighborhood bully type, you know?
I'm gonna say she hit that. Oh, we but
you know, I think that he wakes up and
she'll get one day doing it. Yeah.
I think he wakes up and drinks, and it's a turn off for me. He has his own business,
mm-hmm.
you know, nice vehicles, mm-hmm. gets up and goes to work every day. But if I have to wake up, she's smelling like old liquor and butter.
You say butter?
I used to work for an alcoholic cook. So I relate that to alcoholism. He always smell like cooking butter.
That's a key smell.
Yeah.
Key butter.
And I can smell it right now.
What type of what?
The butter that's in the bottle you squirt onto the grill.
That's that margin water mix.
Mm-hmm. If you wake up every day smelling like that, it's in your pores. It's a turn off.
Yeah, I bet.
The niggas all be fucking with.
Massaging, butter, construction type dudes.
The campaigns they go on these days are amazing.
But the alcohol is the turn off. Yeah. Drug use is the turn off. Now, tree to me is not a drug. But if you cannot support your own habit, that's a turn off.
We're going to turn
all of my own habits.
We're going to talk about that one.
We got to talk about that too.
Yeah, what would you like to say, Sherrion?
Because
what else is it?
Let's understand. Let's understand. A lot of men have women for addiction. So if you can't
as
support
a wife.
As a wife. So let's just say you learn how to support your habit. Are you good or are you bad?
Elaborate.
All right. Let's just say a man like multiple women. In order to get these multiple women, he has to appease to their better nature. So this man comes up with a variety of things to get these women to appeal to their better nature in order to get what he wants.
So the women themselves the vice? Or is the addiction of getting what you want from women the vice, the multiple women?
I think it's, when it comes to men, I think it's the women in general.
And then once you get the women, you get to collect your prizes?
Yeah, the booty.
No.
Well, it sounds like it's more for the financial.
All right, no, it's not financial. Actually, it's not financial. It's strictly sexual.
It's more of the booty. You get the booty.
It's strictly sexual.
And then I think you have power with the booty. Okay.
We got these things called nuts, right? Nuts got sure these sperms in. For people to
they
just
come
might
out
not know.
Different.
You know what I'm saying? People come out different these days. You never know. So
medical.
Most regular men had these nuts with these little things called sperm, and when they build up a lot, and they drive you fucking crazy. So for me,
hey, I gotta get out.
Releasing these sperms into a warm, wet crevice is like the second thing to breathe. So until women understand this, you won't understand the nature and the lengths that men will go.
Why can't men understand it?
Men do understand
it. No, they don't understand when it comes from a woman.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whoa.
When it comes from a woman. Hey, I didn't give a fuck.
Hold it. First of all, we speak two different languages. It's the same shit, but it's two different languages.
How do I speak to a man and say, give me dick?
First of all,
that was simple.
It's not simple because we live in a Me Too age. How can a woman say she wants some dick and then you think about, okay, well, if I give her some dick, what can happen afterwards? Can she turn this shit against me? Can I go to jail? And nowadays, if you call the police on a man.
No, I'm talking about the nigga that I'm with. I'm not walking up to a random motherfucker, give me some dick. Even the nigga you with thinking that shit.
Because one day all this shit can go sour and all this shit can turn against you.
Well, ladies, I wish I'd come to me saying that.
No, Fuzzy. I'm not coming to you.
Not you.
I strongly advise against it. Nah, I don't hate her.
Come towards me?
Go to Fuzzy. What's your Instagram name?
Shit.
What's your Facebook name? What's your Facebook date? And POF? Okay, Cupid, what you got?
Okay. Whoa. You just hit me with a lot of
Black
words.
Planet.
No. Don't go to none of my shit.
Black Planet.
You might as well put him on MySpace.
Ooh,
what?
Right. How can the ladies reach you?
1-800 call me.
How Mike Jones say 2-1? No. No, but
Zero.
Okay.
I quit.
Yeah, yeah.
I took the same thought, y'all. My bad, Fuzzy.
I told my sister driving here. I said on every podcast, we normally end up singing some random ass song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mike Jones.
No, well, that was a random. I'm trying to get you saying what number how to reach me now.
I'm trying to catch you the hoes.
Okay, so moving on,
trying to help you out.
So as of recently, within the last month or so, They have played it on the news.
Time out. We got a lot of serious topics on the show today. Can we?
No. Okay, so we'll do something. We want to do something fun first. Okay, yes. So Remy Ma.
Are we gonna skip this?
No, we're not skipping this, nigga.
Okay, I'll be sitting and listening to you.
Black History Month.
This is the need to know now. She is the first Black woman to own her own record label.
Let me look that up.
Whether or not it blows up to be something,
I highly believe that's fact.
I will say, I just read it today. I read the actual article. Uh-oh. Being that she owns her own masters, it's highly possible that she can pull that off.
She might own the first profitable record company owned by a Black woman, but I highly doubt
she was the first black woman
to open up a goddamn record company in this country. We just don't hear about that.
Okay, good point.
And the first person that came to
But for right now, 2020.
With them masters, and the shit she got behind her, money showers, rain.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a song?
Yeah.
That's her shit.
Deleted.
But you got your girl.
So when you
say I'm stuck in 360 deals and don't own shit.
I can't talk her out of it. I try to talk to her out of it, but I can't do nothing about it.
No.
In the last Young Money meeting, I talked to her if
she
wants.
Anything.
She
is a peon over here. So we're not even talking about her.
When you say the first person to own their first Black woman to own her own record label, you know who I thought about?
Who?
Pebbles. Now it was unsuccessful. Yeah. Pebbles sounds like a fucking
scammer. Yeah. Yeah. Every time I think of Pebbles, I think scammer.
Technically, she owned her own record label. I know she
Who's Pebbles?
Pepitone Records.
Hold on. Mama took a whole ass nap. Refreshed. Now I've been looking at this mall this whole time. I watched her freak this bitch. It looked like something special. And I was gonna like this bitch. It's two kids in this motherfucker that show respect to their mom. And I knew as a kid myself to my own mama not to like this motherfucking mom.
Yeah.
You should have told me to do it. I'm not a kid. I'm not that kid.
She met your ass before the show. Hell no.
Brandon, tell her I'm not a kid.
Hey, look. I believe in individual ass whooping.
In front of your face.
Right.
Right.
We used to get team ass whooping. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, hell no. I believe in that shit. Hell no. Exactly. Facts. We need to talk. That's a topic in itself. Right there. That's a topic in itself. Team ass whooping. Who believe in that shit?
I didn't believe.
We didn't get whooped.
As a parent, I believe in that shit, but as a child,
hell no. So when we were younger, as a parent, I don't believe in that.
I believe in that shit. Whoop everybody ass.
Okay, let me go back to my half Black, half white childhood, please.
Okay.
Mixed-ish. So when we was growing up, my mother wanted to beat us all the time. She didn't. She wanted to. We got lectured a lot.
Hold up, let's get some context to this shit. Who Black and who white?
My mama Black.
Okay.
Is that a no?
Your daddy white?
Yes.
Oh.
So, we got a lot of lectures. But as we got older, my father kind of got sick of our shit. And I'll never forget. I was probably like nine. And I was bent down. The radio was on the lowest shelf. And I was trying to turn it off. So it was time to clean. You know? And I said something smart to my dad. And he just took his shoulder. I mean, he took his foot and kicked me over. I just fell to the ground.
Now, that wasn't a whooping. That wasn't a whooping. He got tired of your crap.
That shit had to be done. You remember that shit to this day.
My mother never really went. I mean, there was some slipper time. You know, and she punched me in the head when I was 18. When I was 23, she told me to run.
Well,
it's Cedar Point parking lot. I don't know what the fuck I said to her, but she said run.
Well, see, that
is. And I'll knock somebody's mirror off and fucking car fell on the ground.
And if it's a mother daughter relationship, getting beat up at 18,
she's
that's.
Fast.
But getting beat up at 18 by your mama is prominent. You go get that.
So, I will never forget this one time. My sister's boyfriend, my parents didn't like him. Mm-hmm. My sister was the oldest. He was 16, she was like 14. He had a car.
Whoa.
He took my brother to the store like midnight. And I don't know how, like, my parents could hear everything on the third floor. So when he came back, I heard him flying downstairs. I heard the porch door open. I heard my brother scream. And then my parents were downstairs. Okay? So the next day, I'm like, Jeffrey, what happened? Because he was home by herself. Jeffrey, what happened? You know? He was like, Dad tripped me in the grass, right? I landed on my knee. His knee was swollen as fuck. And then the phone rang. We had separate phone lines. So the phone rang. I picked it up. He said, is your brother there? Yeah. Well, I had two brothers. He asked for Jeff. And I gave Jeff the phone because, shit, I need to be clean or something. It's because you want a fucking phone. Like, I know some shit went down last night. And he said something to Jeffrey. Jeffrey hung up the phone. I said, Jeff, what'd he say? He was like, he said, you left some Cheetos in my grass and hung up. So I guess when he tripped him, he was holding a bag of Cheetos. And I got a fucking grass. My dad's very sad bitch. And we just
yeah. I love Pops. Yeah, shout out Pops. Yeah, love.
Oh,
yeah.
He made his public debut this weekend.
You said you told us that.
With the Michael Kors jacket and the matching socks.
I saw the picture.
Did you show it? Yes. She's feeling good today.
I'm a daddy girl.
Yeah.
After
oh.
You
yeah.
After you fucking knock
he got tired. Yeah. But if we go, then we're gonna go to that topic. What about the group thing? We didn't get group whoopers because we snitched on each other. I would tell.
No, we held solid. That's how we
no,
got
them. No, no. I'm telling.
That's why y'all got group whoopers because y'all snitched on each other.
Yeah. We got group lectures. We got lectures. Listen, we got a fucking auditorium.
I almost got put out because my little sister told I had a little Cuban girl in my room.
You was sponsored.
No, she wasn't sleep. She wasn't nowhere around. I didn't know how she knew. No, she didn't lie. No, it was true, but I didn't know how she knew.
It was.
Kelly was gone. I guess Kelly was over his girlfriend's house. I had the room to myself. The house was empty. Mom probably came in with the sleep.
It was empty.
It wasn't.
You thought so. Sister was home.
Yeah,
that's how she knew.
You were supposed to go check every room, clock, bathroom. Right.
Well, at that time was a thing. You know, I would just
pile of blankets. Check all that shit.
I was just in the mode, action mode at that time. I was thinking about that.
I lost my shit early. I was an expert by like
16.
You gotta check all that
shit. I was a late boomer.
Most niggas are.
But that, yeah. We gotta finish up with Remy, Ma. That was really that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I told you we go everywhere. Right?
That's what podcasts do.
Yeah, we go everywhere.
That's what podcasts do. I'm telling you, everyone from top to the bottom do the same thing. But okay, she congratulations for
yes.
Getting your own record label. If you sign Nikki, you'll go better.
No.
This is not your plug for your artist.
Okay, so next topic.
Wait,
where's my phone?
Congratulations.
I heard
that
this lady's
video. Don't do
them
like Pebbles
did.
TLC.
She trying to play TLC?
No, bro.
No,
she made them bankrupt.
Man.
She bankrupted
them. She bankrupted them?
Yes.
She
just
tried to play them. She played
back then. Yeah. See, back then, artists was not making money like they're portrayed to make money. Now they're still making money. That's not where the money's at. But she literally, like, okay, right. Will Smith, he was a good rapper in the end of the 80s or whatever, in the early 90s. He was catching a fucking bus.
Right. That's the record. That's the machine.
And that was the machine. Mm-hmm. And
machine
she
do the
work. Worked that machine
shit,
on there.
Same Cadillac record.
Yeah.
We seen that shit.
I'm gonna play this video from this lady, and this lady was pretty funny. And then after it's over with, I'm gonna ask the question: is it worth it?
Is that the funeral lady?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
oh,
yeah, play that shit.
Everybody like. Oh, she had an accent.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Second, fuck you.
What?
Somewhere back there, you guys have been listening to these women that don't even have the damn man tell you that you can control what happens with him and his other women when he dies. Ma'am, the only control you have is the hospital. You won't allow us to come into the hospital to see him in his death. Who gives a fuck? Who want to see your mom broke down and tore up in a hospital? No, ma'am. Don't nobody give a fuck about that. You can have it. It's all yours. You can't control.
This isn't mine. This is one of my union friends. She lost her boo. But she had her own insurance policy, as she should. The majority of us, I'm going to let you in on a small amount of game. If we really with these dudes, we got our own policies. We have money. It might be more than yours, or it may not be as much as yours. We'll be okay. We ain't stupid. We are not stupid. Me personally,
since I how's that possible? Have two insurance on a woman.
I have three different policies. So when something happens out here, he'll be taking care of me, even in his demise. Okay? Don't listen to them hoes. They not your friends. I am your bitch in law. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to tell you nothing wrong, okay?
I like
you. You ain't got no control of what the fuck happened. Go ahead. Go on. Do what you need to do. Don't worry about us.
I like her already.
We ain't gonna nod at your kids. We ain't gonna wink at your kids. We ain't gonna wink at the family. We ain't gonna do none of that disrespectful shit to y'all. We'll see them when they come by and check on us. We'll talk to mom when she called and check on me tomorrow. We'll talk to them later. Trust me, we're part of your whole family. Sorry, that's just what it is.
Listen, I like her. Shout out to the side bitches.
Wait a minute. How do somebody could put out an insurance on you?
You can take an insurance policy on
you. I can take an insurance policy out on you if you sign that bitch.
That's the whole
thing. If they sign it.
He signed it.
Yeah, fuck out that bitch.
He signed the fuck out that bitch.
Shout out to the side bitches, man. Let's put that on record, man. Shout out to the side bitches.
Yes,
because they hold shit down. Okay.
What got me was we not gonna do none of that disrespectful shit.
Because you more than one.
Not even that. You can't say every woman who is a side bitch will not do something different.
Man, that's a perfect side.
Well, thank you for giving me
a good life.
She schooled them type. She said, let me put you up on game.
Well, I'm going to check her post and I'm going to take her out. Because I'm side, y'all side women going to have to go down.
Man. I respect the side women, man. Put that shit on record.
Stokey, that was crazy.
Jerry, I respect the side women. All y'all got love from me. Fuck all that.
This is not 1965 to 75.
You're right. It's 2020. So they need more respect than they got back
this
then.
This is not they need Shirley calling.
Put it like this, man. Robert, this side bitch been here since the beginning of the time.
Yeah. Right.
So give that bitch her respect, man. We always talk about women respect. All the bitches don't get their respect. We got to respect these hoes. We got to respect these strippers. And we got to respect these side women.
And the key factor.
Did you just say we got to respect these hoes?
Yes. And if you have a baby by your side,
you got to respect these hoes.
Y'all got to respect them motherfuckers.
You got to respect these hoes, man.
That's the key.
That's the key.
Because when you have babies with the side bitch.
I'm going to respect the hoes because I have Pip in my family. I always respect them.
Kids.
My daughter.
He only was married to two.
I love you.
Shout out to your grandpa.
I'm the baby.
He only married my grandmother and my oldest uncle's mother. The rest of them were side bitches and jump offs.
Sound like a true nigga to me.
But that's that was
my
a,
grandmother.
He took care of.
He's supposed to. And my grandmother was a solid bitch because she took care of them motherfucking kids when they came through.
Yeah. Understand something.
Holidays,
man.
Christmas, shit like that. If my mom and them was solid, them kids was solid.
Well, if they gotta understand it, that's the difference. Until what?
The sad bitch stepped out her pocket. When she said, oh, well, that's silly, her gonna always take care of my kids.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And that's when where the world dried up.
Why he ain't check that shit?
Why oh, she didn't check it?
Oh, checked. He should have checked that shit. First of all,
hold on. Time out.
Checking done.
It was checked.
Mm.
Trust and believe.
She probably fucked that up.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked it all up because it never happened no more.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to argue with you about nothing. I can just freeze the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
True that.
You gonna feel that more than any word I can.
Well, I feel you.
Well, I'm not looking. I'm not looking for no side chicks. You're not taking no insurance.
I'm
taking
all side bitches.
I know. Cause you ever see?
Fuck with Strokey. I got you.
Listen, don't come. Go to him. Don't come to Yaga.
Don't go to Fuzzy. Come to me.
he got him calling me fuzzy.
Yes.
Come
on. Fuzzy fits. Okay.
You ever seen Life Channel? You're outside, you better leave me alone. You see Life Network Channel? Look at that.
All y'all.
The burners.
Come holla at me.
At least
the
nigga house.
At
one point in somebody, everybody's like,
exactly. Whether you knew it or not.
True that. So you can't really. We gotta stop that getting mad about that.
Exactly.
Somebody at some point in life has been somebody.
That's true.
Been the cheater. And I have been the
cheater. Yeah. I grab
that. So I understand how this shit go. Yeah. I done been on both sides. So I understand.
I've been on both sides, but I still like to show the narrative.
It's wrong.
I'm a Pisces. How Brandon just said? How Brandon said I'm a Pisces. I like to control the narrative. I like to control the narrative. I respect it.
I mean, you can try to control the narrative, but.
The Bible calls them concubines.
Pretty much.
Let's just put that out there.
Yeah. They do. Yeah.
It's in there. So come on, the strokey time.
Ladies, good luck.
I got you.
And Fuzzy Land.
No, why would you call it Fuzzy Land?
See, it is over here. I got you.
You're messing up the whole thing.
Fuzzy got that playground that you can play with.
Oh God.
Oh no, you going to work?
You better go to Stroking Land because this is a monster right here.
It's worth it. You going to work?
This is a monster right here.
We ain't talking about no monsters, no fairies, no goblins, no none of that shit.
You want to
work?
Next topic.
Wait a minute.
Okay. But yeah. Okay. So my question is, like, really, like, is it worth it though?
Hell yeah.
To be the
size. What you mean?
If you're making a lifestyle.
What you mean?
So there's something called.
I mean, I guess I'm
on the book. Is it worth it?
Are you talking about sexually? Is it worth it?
Sexually.
Period. Or the situation still keep their side women.
Or do you get all
of them? I wish I could keep them.
No, not keep them. Like keep them with you, but like keep them woman.
Yeah.
Bills paid.
Fuck all that.
I'm not doing that.
We're not paying no bills. Everybody is a grown, independent adult. This motherfucker. You should have your shit together. Sounds good.
Oh, I forgot
that.
That's not working for the party. What's the background that made? I don't know about. Yeah, her. She was a sad bitch
until she married him. Until she married him.
On Real Housewives of Atlanta, she was the sad bitch of a very.
And
prominent
she worked her way up. Salute.
Yeah.
Kim. There you go.
That's her name.
Salute. Salute.
Zodiac check or some shit.
Zodiac. Yeah.
But I'm not paying.
Y'all gotta stop fucking them bitches, man. Salute.
Listen. But she was a kept woman. She was a kept woman. He kept her. He was the care of
nothing. Man, put it like this.
No. Hold on. If nothing in my house was being taken care of, if you are a man in the house, but not a man of the house, it's not worth it for me. Not let alone my fucking self-respect. That
okay, let's put it like this. Yeah. At what point do a man choose the woman or the woman choose the man? So at some point, you got to take accountability for the man you chose to be in that spot.
And that's why she said, I got 3 insurance policies. She's free to fuck all 3 niggas when she feel like it.
Right.
Well, let me tell you this.
So that's a freedom in itself.
Fuzzy.
But they have to sign that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So that means they agree.
I signed that shit.
They agree.
The whole thing.
Don't cry too long, bitch. Get that check and go party.
Okay.
Get that coochie stain. Go get some makeup. Do whatever the fuck you need to do, bitch. I need you to live. Bitch, long live the king, bitch.
I'm selfish.
I'm sour at many policies you take out. Fuck it.
I'm
you
selfish.
Paying for them bitches?
I'm not paying
I'm
no
signing
bills.
Them motherfuckers. What do I care for? I'm dead.
I'm selfish. I'm not paying none of your bills.
Oh, bro.
If you're not trying to be a wife, you just get playtime and maybe hate time. But no, I'm not paying no bills. This is a messy game. These guys mess the game up for me. If I when
no,
I that,
no, it's not about paying bills, man. It's about providing at the time of
need. You're not a wife. If you're not my sister, mother,
no,
I can't.
No, pause. If you are knowing that woman and knowing that woman without a rubber,
I won't be doing
the
that.
The Bible says you
that's your concubine. You gotta take care of her.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing
I
that.
I ain't saying that's your wife, but you gotta take care of her.
I get that, but I'm a rubber band man. I'm gonna put the rubber on.
That's on you. But if you fucking with her, you gotta take care of her in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Now, I don't, honestly, that's the easiest way to get out some shit. You dead, bro.
Hold on.
Jerry, what's your birthday?
April 21st, 1996. Taurus. On the books.
Oh, another Taurus.
Another one.
Hold on. I got something for that. Hold on.
Why is my life filled with Tauruses?
Because we are
what
shit.
Is your,
I'm a Sagittarius.
It'd be like that. My son is Sagittarius. My baby.
We are. I cannot get you a whole my life insurance brother. Policy under Mutual of Omaha because you're not.
This one. This why I'm not doing
it. Man, you gotta find somebody else who's gonna tell you what right now, baby.
I would be like this.
Huh?
Find somebody that's gonna take my ass. Find some look on the niggas. Find somebody that's gonna take my ass, baby. Shit. Find that shit, sign it up. I'ma sign
I'm
it.
Not paying
I got
no, listen,
bitch, I'm dead.
For one, I'm cheap. Two, I'm not paying
bitch,
nobody.
I'm dead.
My money.
I'm not here.
But if I'm gonna live. I'm, he wanna die.
Well, I'm the fuck out. Don't get gang bang. Shit, I'm not here. What the fuck? Why am I being so uptight? I've been uptight my whole life, man. Death bitch ball up. Take $1 million out. Fuck it. I sign that shit if you
want. So I got a son. My son need that money. Get go there. That's going to happen.
Tell your baby mama to take a policy out to pay that bitch,
bro. Yeah.
I don't trust her. She ain't.
Fuck it. It ain't about trust. It's death, bro. You're going to die anyway. You're going to die anyway, bro. Let everybody get paid.
I went to a job, and they gave us our life insurance policies.
Right.
And they gave us a book. And they said, write somebody's name on the book. Whoever you want to be a beneficiary, write them on a cover page.
You might be.
That was the whole policy. Mm-hmm. That was it.
That's it.
And for 2 years, I rode around with a book in my trunk that said Jay Knight on it. That's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was on it.
Right.
I got an ex right now with my name on her papers. You feel me? You feel me? You feel me?
Well, I understand it. Let me say, feel you mean I agree with it. No, I understand it.
No, I ain't saying you gotta agree, but you feel me. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. Listen, my money is my girl. I tell everybody that. Before you, like all these women take them, you gotta pay my bills. No. Unless I agree to have a threesome with you, me, my money, and you, then that's it. That's my money is my wife, my girl. No. No.
We ain't even getting in no relationship like that. Let's just keep that shit. If it's in mine, then I keep it down. We ain't even about to say nobody. No.
Bitch, I need all the points.
All that shit. You cannot be trusted.
I should have watched that video.
I will say this. In the situation I'm in now, he's that seeing need, feeling need.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
This ain't good man. This ain't good.
No, no. Because all good men don't know how to see a need, feel a need.
Hold up. What does your ecosystem look like?
Not that kind of see a need, feel a need.
No. Whoa. Let's get real tonight. Everybody got an ecosystem. There's certain men that feel certain needs. What your ecosystem look like? Is this the top man on the food chain or is he like number two or number three?
He's number one.
Ooh.
But
that's the first time I heard that.
You didn't know that? I'm in my top nigga.
No, not to her. Not to my when he said ego system. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I'm kind of mad, but
that's
because
he's the CND villainy.
Right.
Why did you say he's a good man?
Listen,
ain't no such thing as a good man.
I'm a good man.
No, Brett.
I'm not a good man.
No, I know. No,
I'm not a good man.
Ain't no such thing as a good woman, bro. It's who good for the time period, man. What you gonna do in that time?
Whether I'm not a good man. Hold on.
You rise to the occasion or you say, fuck that shit.
You're not gonna tell me what I am a good man.
We are not.
At heart, you might be. But it might be a bitch to turn you off, bro. And you be like, hell no, bitch, I ain't doing no good man shit for you. Fuck you. Get the fuck out my face.
That's not being good man. It's just a decision.
Exactly. So it's all based on decisions.
So man decision. This man decided
y'all so
when
technical.
He came into my house, he wanted to see a need for a need. He saw a need for a dining room table.
I love that.
He fulfilled that
table. Honestly, I believe that's that's probably one of his hangups.
Refrigerator fulfilled that need.
I believe that's one of his hangups.
He
might just got it like that.
I'm coming for psycho. No, you know I'm going.
Trying to be the man of the house, not a man in the house.
Boom,
bam.
See, a man of the house has more control than the man in the house.
Right. That's true. That is true.
When you are the man of the house,
it don't take much.
And you're seeing a need and fulfilling a need.
It don't take much, bro. You could replace a light bulb. You become the man of the house, my nigga. It's easy.
Well, just call it's all about the shit that you do
right
in that household that makes you a productive part of that household.
You might not have to spend a dime, man. You that nigga. It might be a nigga that can spend all the dimes and all the resources, and you just that nigga.
That comes.
You said what?
Why you think women say they got five niggas? One nigga tell everything to one that's fucking dog.
You think you the only one with five bitches?
No,
it's a rotation with everybody.
It's a rotation with everybody. I get that too. On that end,
but motherfuckers break through all that shit and lock your ass down.
Take
and
your home. I can barely
you give up the whole team for that one person, and they usually give you up for somebody else.
Yeah,
and then the cycle.
But that's because y'all both see a need for the need. Y'all work for each other. Y'all balance each other out. Everybody else, you step on the scale, and I put more in than you put in, and I don't like you. You drop off the scale.
Really?
Yes. That's life.
Yeah. I think my world is different. We post about each other. I get that. But the way y'all describing it to me, just like you're making it hard, it's just simple.
No, Fuzzy, you making it hard because you don't want to give up certain shit, and that's a control issue.
Who?
You.
I'm a controller?
Y'all gotta leave.
No, you're a controller.
Y'all gotta leave Fuzzy alone. Fuzzy might be holding shit down. Y'all gotta leave Fuzzy alone.
Fuzzy ain't holding shit down before his goddamn self. Fuzzy is selfish.
That's everybody.
So what's wrong with that? Fuzzy don't need no, because people are selfish to a certain extent.
Okay.
So who they wanna be selfish to?
Who ain't selfish?
Or who not to be selfish to?
I don't know.
But either way it go, Fuzzy, you have a control issue. First of all, I get that you are married to your money. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But even the men who are married to their money know that they have to play with their money to get what they want. And if you want true control, you're going to use your money to do so. And that means if you have to pay a bill, or buy something in the house,
don't do it.
You're going to do it because now you control that woman's household.
You could. This is Game of Thrones type shit.
Well, you know what? I am selfish.
It's all about who you choose to deal with. Because the level of woman you choose to deal with is what you have to do to keep
now, that's some bullshit.
I'm super selfish there.
Nah, because if a woman can provide her own shit and you just choose to buy it, that's your choice.
All right, Snake. I'm gonna give you a lesson. Every woman can provide their own shit materialistically.
Mm-hmm.
But no woman can provide their shit emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. That's what we come in. And if you can figure out what the fuck she needs, you ain't got to spend a fucking dollar. Period. Now, that's a whole level of mentality that most niggas never even pursue. Right. It's a whole nother avenue that most men be like, you know what? That's too much inner work on myself. Fuck that shit. But you will save a ton of money on your car insurance.
By switching.
Emotional, spiritual, and mental, my nigga.
Yeah.
And then you can throw a little physical in there for your own little pleasure if you want to. But if you cover those three main things, you can control whatever woman you want.
Mm-hmm. That's game. That's game like a motherfucker. That's game like a motherfucker. Because at the end of the day, he not mine. With a woman, because we were created.
They were created to control our physical realm. That's why we fiend over them so much.
Boom.
To help me to get all that stress off of your ass. However, in order to access this shit in the righteous way, you gotta unlock the three things that most men don't fuck with. The mental, which is your brain. learning shit that you don't want to learn. The spiritual, connecting with your God, whoever that may be, and the emotional, connecting with yourself. Mm-hmm. Most niggas never fuck with those three realms, so they never get to fuck with the real woman. Mm-hmm. So it's like y'all playing games, and in games is winners and losers. But if you fuck with those three things, you will never play in that game again. Mm-hmm. And you will have all your bitches.
Oh. Cheers to that point.
I don't even know if it's liquor in that.
Yeah,
cup.
Whatever. It's up there. But yeah, that is a serious point, Fuzzy. That's some real shit. Because at the end of the day, that's basically what it's about with us women. If you could connect with us on those levels, because that's how we, y'all call it emotion. But that's how we think.
That's they realm.
That's how we maneuver.
That's they realm, bro. That's all they do. Languages. Everything, that's all they do, bro. I don't care if it sounds completely like logical to you. If they don't feel that shit, they ain't fucking with it. Period. And it can make perfect sense. And they look at you like, man, I don't feel.
Unless
you got enough balls to lead them.
Think logically themselves. Because not all women think logically. A lot of women move off of emotion. That's also with learning yourself, because once you learn yourself, you know, like, wait a minute, nah, let me not do that. Let me not do this. Let me not do that. Let me move in this way versus that way, because that way is counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like me busting out nigga car windows. I just won't fuck with you. Why do all that? Or if I'm gonna fuck you, I'm just gonna fuck you. It is what it is. I'm not gonna argue about no bitch. I'm not about to go through none of that. Listen, baby, if that's what you're going to do, fine. Do that.
Do that
over there. Because, see, that's not what I'm on over here.
Just sent you on the side.
I don't want to feel another woman's energy, getting on a deeper level. Because I'm that type of woman where I can feel another woman's energy. I know when a male of mine is dealing with another woman. Because I can feel her energy. A lot of women don't know.
He needs to meditate.
A lot of women don't know that when a man is dealing with several different women, you can feel that energy.
It's vice versa, though, bro.
Because it's definitely vice versa. But from a woman's perspective, when you're dealing with a nigga who got other bitches and they going through their own feelings, you'll feel those feelings.
Did y'all hold back? Oh shit! Like, what's
happening?
Stop going to that store.
Now I'm with the Chili's on fucking.
No, 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 no! Fuck that Chili's. You supposed to go to that one right there at the corner. That's the original. You fuck with them. Might be in that bitch for about 5-10 minutes, but you get your shit.
What?
But
oh
yeah. Until
so aggressive.
Until men figure out how to deal. But see, that comes with dealing with self.
Man, everybody got to deal with self. Men and women.
Yeah. And a lot of women don't want to deal with self.
Don't nobody want to deal with self.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Let's just use something simple as exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And we can drink all the tea. We can put all the waist traps on. We can do whatever.
The waist traps?
All that shit.
I got one in my bag.
We can do all that shit. It all boils down to simply doing the fucking work.
Yeah.
And that's between you.
Yeah.
And yourself.
Yeah.
Right. You can ask yourself, like, all right, how much of myself do I fuck with myself to get up and say, all right, my nigga,
let's go.
We getting fat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, my nigga, my knees is getting fucked up. We need to walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real shit. That's the same with relationships, man. It's how much do you fuck with yourself?
Yeah.
That's true. That.
Yeah.
Because
that also, because they tell you when you look at somebody else, you see things in that person that you don't see in yourself.
Right.
So, that's why it's always supposed to be a balance between you and your mate. Your mate is supposed to give you the things that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mate gave me confidence. Believe it or not, as much as I am outgoing, I'm shy as shit. Believe it or not. You know me. I'm not as open. I don't say shit.
Sorry.
Shoot. Did you share that sandwich? Ah! Go on past the bird, bud. Go on past that sandwich.
Thank you.
No, I'm gonna cut your alcohol limit down because you don't get out.
Look,
she got
pieces.
What is that? I'm gonna
ham and
American. Maybe it's
I don't want the bread. I want the meat.
Hey, girl, pass me the bread when you're done.
Smile in my head. Yeah, so, oh, God.
Old school shit.
You were supposed to get a tray of sandwiches.
No, you know, I had a rush, Kyle.
And they ain't got nothing on it. Like, where's the mayo, motherfucker?
They don't have mayo. That's the only thing they don't send the mail with.
Oh, I'm trying to order on a diet.
I do this shit, like, once a week.
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
Twice?
Yeah,
Mondays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
I ain't got shit to do.
And we're on YouTube. SGSI Podcast.
Nice.
At YouTube.com. We be doing the damn thing.
We won't have one
show after you deleted. Yeah. For misbehavior. Yeah. We got an
empty chair.
Yeah. Definitely. And Fuzzy needs some help.
Y'all gotta leave Fuzzy alone, man.
So you're the only one who come in to take up for Fuzzy.
Fuzzy's a man,
stuff.
Man. I stick to the man
code.
Oh, no.
Oh, the boys are back. Hey, son.
So you gotta announce yourself. We about to be like, oh, what the?
Those are my boys. But yeah, okay. So next topic. Now, I am not a fan. I like maybe one or two songs of hers.
Oh God.
Shit, I should have read this.
Fuzzy called her Bigfoot.
It's big,
oh,
it's
big, shit. Okay.
Big feet on that magazine. It was big feet.
But my whole thing is this. Number one, let's first of all, a stallion is a male horse.
Ha.
That's a man. It was born a boy.
Real name Jason Payton.
I'm gonna go use the bathroom before I get on this topic, but
that's
some interesting
when
shit.
He got to college, he decided to change his name to Megan and started dressing and acting like a woman.
Oh shit.
He's silly.
This is just my opinion. This is not
bad. You gave him a name?
No. I saw this.
Oh.
But again, I can't send you to a direct link because you know you gotta be jumping down the YouTube rabbit hole to see certain shit. So again, I jump down rabbit hole and I follow certain sites that give up good information, which 9 times out of 10 end up being true. So, on this certain site, I just refuse to pay
somebody in the bathroom
something that I understand. Oh, God. So, I'm going in the bathroom.
Oh,
no. But anyway. The Stallion has been named one of the most influential people of the year by Time Magazine.
Oh God!
And I feel that at this very moment, I feel like Time Magazine should have their shit revoked.
Wait, didn't they have the ugly white girl up there?
Bruce
Jenner.
Bruce. I'm not calling him Caitlin. That's Bruce. Like right. that wise man once said, there's no such thing as chick with dicks, only guys with tits.
I got a thought provoking. I'm fucked up. I got a thought provoking question for y'all.
Go for it.
How long has American society been fascinated with full figure African American women?
Since inception.
Exactly. So why wouldn't she be the most influential person in 2020?
She is. Because
she got shot.
Because she got ass.
Ain't
and
that
hips.
The agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in their eyes, but not mine.
Wasn't Lizzo the most influential person last year?
Unfortunately, you haven't heard shit else from her.
Okay. What do you mean unfortunately? She was cool.
No,
so let's not be blind to the agenda that's on our people.
She was.
We not gonna promote the best of the best.
No, I'm not saying. No. I am not saying that this is a good thing. am saying this, and because my opinion, so that's a crock of bullshit. That thing should not be on the motherfucking front of Time magazine talking about a most influential woman. That's not a woman. That's a hybrid.
A hybrid?
A hybrid. We call them hybrids. Half electric, half gas. Yeah.
They get
they shit.
Just say RuPaul.
No, because RuPaul still got his dick. RuPaul could still dress as a man and like, come out as a man.
But
RuPaul
they say the same thing about Michelle Obama, though.
Yeah. Big feet. They call him Big Mike.
And Mike's head disappeared after he left college.
I saw the Wookiee sticking out.
Everybody seen the meat.
I haven't seen it. I was trying to look at her.
Once I find the link again, I will definitely shoot it to you.
Check in the.
I saw the unedited version of her picture where she took naked. I think it was Home and Garden or something like that, and she was naked on the front of the magazine.
Ooh, Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle Obama. But under the bottom, you saw nuts.
Nuts.
You know how nuts look when you sit.
What the?
And the ball smooth and shiny. Testicles.
Oh my god.
The testes.
I never looked at her to be fine like that.
They swore by her.
Right, they did swear by her.
You know what I'm saying? But in all actuality, have you truly seen any pictures of her outside of the White House?
No.
Yes.
They have. No, not CGI.
I don't look at shit.
Because certain pictures are CGI, and they'll tell you. Because when they give you those websites where you scroll across Facebook and be like, what these people may have looked like in their younger years through CGI, that picture of Michelle Obama with them pigtails, that's a CGI picture. That is not Michelle Obama. That is a picture of what, if she was truly a girl, that's what she may have looked like in her younger years.
Man.
That is not her. Per se, because before, prior to graduating college, he was Mike.
I just want the Illuminati to know I ain't got shit to do with this.
See, it's coming out. This is why Joan Rivers had to take a leave.
Joan Rivers dead, my nigga.
No, she's not.
She ain't?
No.
Oh.
Joan Rivers, the character is dead.
But the woman
herself is living her best life as an old lady.
Illuminati Masons, all y'all motherfuckers that's out there.
Now Joan listen.
Rivers ain't got nothing to do with none of this shit. I don't know shit.
What's that? Princess of Page 86? This is what we dealt with in Page 86.
I'm going right now.
It has been stated that Michelle Obama is actually a man. Woo! Joan Rivers called it before 2 weeks before she supposedly died in the operating room.
Is Joan John? That's all I want to know.
No, Joan is Joan.
Joan is Joan.
Joan is Joan. Joan is
Joan. Joan has some work over here.
Yeah, but she don't have that work no more. Listen, no.
She always had a smart mouth, though. I fuck with
her. Yeah, listen. But the Joan Rivers that's still clicking it with Clive Davis don't have none of that shit.
That nigga's still alive too.
Yes.
Man, stop.
Clive Davis still kicking it. Aretha Franklin is the only motherfucker that came from Clive Davis that got to keep her bread.
Man, nobody said somebody like
me. When I tell you they got their hands so deep in the shit, it ain't even funny. But Megan the male stallion. Because a female horse is called a filly. They don't call, when you read that book when it was coming up, they called the Black Stallion. That was a male horse.
I was never attracted to her.
No, some men weren't, but those who just look at ass and titties were attractive.
Oh, hell no.
Same reason the men don't want to accept the fact that Michelle Obama was a man, because they were attracted to that.
Man, look at them cheekbones.
Most men, they're not looking at cheekbones. They're looking at
ass. Man, we went to Tech, my nigga.
I know.
We went to Tech. I ain't about to say no names, because they're my niggas. Ran track with them, but... You know what I'm saying? We went to Tech. You
gotta
look for shit like that. I'm sorry.
You said who?
Shout out to when I got kicked out of a
my nigga.
Game.
You know what I'm saying? All my niggas, named and unnamed. I ain't gonna say y'all names. I ran track with every last one of y'all motherfuckers. So y'all do some unquestionable shit, but I fucked with y'all on the scared.
I have the yearbook photo.
However, learning in ninth grade, first day of school, I learned to look for that shit because I seen the ugliest girl in my life on getting on the tour. It wasn't a fucking girl.
Yeah.
Not
the two.
Mm-hmm. On the two.
Mm-hmm.
On the two. I said, damn, this bitch ugly. She said, I ain't no man, bitch. I ain't no girl, bitch. I was like, whoa. I went home. I had to ask my mama about this shit. And ever since then, I've been on the lookout, man. You got to look for this shit.
Were they dark skin or brown skin? The person.
Maury showed us for years how to spot these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
The Maury show had drag queens on his show. And he would put them up against real women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you had to guess
who was who.
Who was who? And Maury would give you money if you guessed the right way.
Right. I'm just saying, I might have been Randy you ran across.
That's... No. I watched Maury on the radio.
No. Mm-mm.
You know about Randy? You know about Randy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Randy who? Randy is the East Side version of what our person was to us.
Oh, okay. Every school had one.
Of course. We actually had two.
We actually had two. And I actually...
Actually, I would say no. Pause. We had four.
We had a couple of them, but... more flamboyant than our guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you knew about the other foe, you probably knew about some personal shit. You know what I'm saying?
I would say this. The other four, you knew what they were. The other three, you knew what they were. But, no, I said the first two, you knew what they were.
All right.
But they didn't act a certain way.
All right, I give you that.
They dressed appropriately. The third one, he didn't quite so dress appropriately. He was the first one before the major one that we know.
Oh.
He was the first one to walk through the door.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't go that far.
With his platform black shoes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. White leggings?
I just saw him at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Chains or different? Same.
Same.
No.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Different. More masculine dressing, but a little tight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Nice. You know, he's more or less metro. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Metro.
And I told him, I said, I don't know if you remember me. I said, but me and you had a conversation about weave, which is weird to have a conversation with me about weave, but where it goes to school at.
Yeah.
And I said, honey, you need to split your tracks because they look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You do as you want to do. I started doing my LGBT protest back when I was in ninth grade. Live your life and make you happy. I ain't got to sleep with you. You're waking up in my house. And I said, I don't know if you remember, we had a conversation about splitting the tracks. He said, oh my God, yes, I do. And he said it like, oh my God, yes, you did.
Okay. Coincidentally, one of his siblings went to school with my sibling. And he was just as...
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't dress the part.
There are people I knew in...
But knowing what I know, I came from a fucked up background.
Understandable.
So it was...
No.
When the first part of the show,
see my face. I know the story.
Physical and
sexual. I know the story. Yeah, I know the story.
In their
you lifetime, should see my face. Say okay. I heard the whole story. I'm like, God. Yeah, I heard the whole story. I'm like, God, that's.
From what I was told, the grandmother would lock them down in the basement with pits, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was not for them to be what they were, or she could have been one of them grandmothers that saw the sweetness in them at an early age
and didn't like it. And my thing is this: what makes you wake up in the morning? Because you know I am pro gay community. Okay. What makes you wake up in the morning and think, you know, I'm going to make some breakfast? I'm going to lock his little gay ass down in the base with some pit bulls. What the fuck makes you think that's going to work? Older people, because of the times, I get
they don't. Nowadays, you can't do this because that's literally abuse.
That's fucked up.
But yeah. You got to think to a parent whose child, yeah, you love your child, but when you see certain shit, you be like, I told my daughter, listen, I said, you don't have to have grandkids if you don't.
Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm going to turn off and come back on.
Luckily, my daughter is all of